Thank you for that.
We have a quorum, so we could.
Yes, so Travis is gonna start and make sure we don't have any conflict of interest.
I'd like to welcome everybody out to emergency meeting for planning and zoning. It is January 23rd, 5:33. We'll begin this meeting. We have present Councilman Vasquez, council member. Board member, oh yeah. Board member Vasquez, board member Smith, and then Hollingshead, Jason Brown, and Paul Fells. And are there any conflicts of interest? None.
None, okay.
Okay, turn the time over to Jason.
Awesome, so this has been a rapid work in progress. We were originally working on phase one and gonna build out phase one before we ever got to phase two. Phase two with the new inland port stuff kind of rapidly blew up just before Christmas. And so we're excited to announce we have a purchase agreement for lot 29, far south end of this phase two. Over the weekend, we were notified that, hey, we think that there was a livestock right away somewhere through there. So we did a lot of work yesterday morning at their county recorder's office and actually located one, because the city didn't have a record of one. And as good as Nona was, she's like, never seen one, don't know what it is, but we have one that is identified on that far south and west boundaries.
That's right away.
Yep. That is a livestock ingress egress 25-foot right away. We have now added that. We have shrunk the other properties by that 25 feet.
So between here and here, okay.
Yep.
And they're looking at this one, right?
Yes, we have a purchase agreement for lot 29 for the 16 acres, yes. Yes, these are for you, yes. So mind you, this is just an extending our phase one across the airport road. If you notice on this, we originally were going to include the Old Dominion lot, which is there that Austin Mortensen has. Yep. It's tied up in some legalities with. It's Old Dominion. Yeah, that's, he uses that as like a state impound yard or something right now. So that is boxed out, but we didn't want to lose traction with this, so we just took it out of the project. We were also going to enlarge some property from Wayne Smith. That has been taken out due to this livestock right away. So the lots are as we think we need. Always can be amended in the future, but this is what we're asking to approve. As soon as we approve it, we'll take, I mean, obviously the council and myself have been working nonstop with the owner of Unitech, which is Midgley Huber, on their upcoming facility. So, out of Salt Lake.
Excuse me.
They will be lot 29. Yes. So we have activity on lot 29. We have interest in other lots. We know some additional prospects are coming. We have sold lot 16 and lot 5 in phase 1 just across the airport road where the water bottling facility, water canning facility is going. They have a building permit that's in the portal. And these guys will be rapidly putting the building, he wants his building up in June. So we are fast tracking this. We're getting the roadway engineered as we speak. Water's already there. So we just gotta, the water goes through the middle of lot 29. We're gonna wrap it around it to the frontage road. Sewer is right there on the corner of the airport road where it turns. We're going to extend it down the road to lot 29 and then obviously be able to branch off to the other lots. No, the only fencing is along the frontage and along airport road, because historically the city's leased this 85 acres to the Smiths to put their cows on in the winter because there's been no activity on it, but that's why this right-of-way was put in place, so that they could get their cattle from Fremont to their property via the frontage road. They'll have to fence that in because it's in the county. They'll have to fence it in that right-of-way in to keep the cows.
Is this a paved sidewalk road? Or
so it's going to be a paved road, a 40-foot paved road, no curb and gutter, dirt shoulders for now. Now, we're going to get some engineering estimates and get some bids, but we'll just have to determine what the pricing is. We're looking at possibly doing the sewer project, the sewer line enlarger with a bigger, larger city sewer project. But at any point, we will get the utilities here for this facility to operate. They've already started to advertise for personnel. Anyway, so we just need approval from this board for phase two. Straight down the road. That L-shaped road. Yep, 600 west. Yep. So the only other thing we may need to do, which can be done, the year approving the subdivision, we may need to shift that road either north or south, depending on how it ties in with the drainage. Where 2800 south would tie back into the frontage road. I suspect we may have to shift it south. Yeah, but this property owner, they're working with us on this as well. So they might get 15 acres, they might get 20 acres. It's a range.
So more or less this outside. Perimeter.
Outside perimeter.
The blank.
Yeah.
And you said, like, in the future, if someone wants to combine lots or whatever, we can do that.
Yeah, we would do an amended plat. We could, like, a couple of these are big. They're 17 acres, 17 plus mm-hmm. acres. Yeah. But occasionally you get a company looking for 20 acres, mm-hmm. you know. So that's why we've left this a little bit flexible. We do have CCRs for this. They have to have a structure up within 2 years. We're not selling these for people to sit on it. Land speculation, we're sitting on them for people to do business. Yep, let's get in and get a business there, because best economic development for Beaver City is job creation. Yep. They are HVAC manufacturer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they want to be up by June or the water plant?
No,
sorry.
Unitech.
Okay.
Unitech is fast tracking.
Okay. 50,000
square foot building.
Yes.
Okay. I move to approve phase two in the Beaver City South Peaks Industrial Park.
I second that motion to approve the adjusted phase two.
Is that with the motion to just do some lot adjustments as needed?
With the motion to do some lot adjustments as
okay.
needed.
Okay, sounds good.
That way we just
didn't have to come back and have you reapprove it. Right. Minor lot adjustments, it's not a big thing, in my opinion.
Okay, so I have a motion to approve phase two of the Beaver City South Peaks Industrial Park with the option of adjusting minor lot boundaries within phase two. And I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Yes.
Could you have some more business next week if we can still meet on Tuesday?
Yes.
Is it next week or 2 weeks?
If somebody can motion to close.
Can you get a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn this meeting.
I second the motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's exciting.